According to the South African Human Rights Commission's advocate André Gom, the commission has noted and is investigating a leaked WhatsApp voice note that featured on a Pitbull advocacy and support group, which has been doing the rounds on social media and which featured on Power FM's breakfast show on the 24th of November.
The South African Human Rights Commission has noted the clip in question. We have referred it to our provincial office in Gauteng to assess. Prima facie, it is a horrific and shocking and appalling clip that prima facie indicates hate speech at the very least. The commission will therefore, after it's done its assessment, take the necessary steps that might include taking the matter to the Equality Court or holding an investigation. Under the circumstances, the Equality Court might be the preferred option for the Commission.
For context, we will play you the voice note, but please note that the utterance within are disturbing and are not for sensitive listeners. We advise listener discretion from this point onwards.
What I say is, ban the black man. They rape, they steal, they kill. Worse than any pit bull could, and they get away with it. Ban those that are making the laws. Ban Ekurhuleni. Ban the black man. Get all the black women and cut out their uteruses and their ovaries that they cannot procreate, because they will all turn out the same, because they are all the same. I'm very passionate about this. Ban them. Kill them. Shoot them. Get rid of them, because they are the problem, not pit bulls, not animals. Animals are beautiful, and they deserve a warm bed, food, love and attention and everything else. God created those animals. Who created the black man? Do you think God? I don't think so.
Following the voice note, the group, which contained 246 participants, was promptly deleted by group admins. After some digging, the Sunday Times established that the woman who sent the voice note was Belinda Magor, who initially introduced herself to our journalists by a different name. We contacted Margot, who denied having sent the message, and spoke to our journalists about the utterances.
So I'm giving you the opportunity here to speak to us. If you want to say you want to speak to your attorneys first, that's fair enough. But I'm giving you the opportunity to confirm and just say that it was you who sent the voice note. There's only so much running you can do.
Aaron, why would I do that? And what do you want me to say?
Bella, I want you to say why you would say something like that and put it on a WhatsApp group. And why would you say such derogatory things like that? We're living in a democracy. It's more than 27 years. Surely that stuff should have been left in the past.
If we're living in a democracy, then why am I not allowed freedom of speech? Hypothetically.
Okay, but hypothetically, fair enough, okay? That's your argument. You're allowed freedom of speech. But with freedom of speech, does it not come consequences? Because what you said, while it does amount to freedom of speech, it also amounts to derogatory and defamatory things that you're saying against a specific nation within our country, black people.
Okay, and tell me, who can do anything about that? You have no proof. You know, my brother, let me explain something to you. I've had a really, 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 really hard life. I have been really, really, really good to people. And I have been treated like shit. I have been almost raped. I have been stolen from. I have been accused. I have been stabbed for no good reason. Do you understand? I cannot understand why would anybody want to kill a zebra or a buck or a lion, anything that God created. For what reason?
But
I cannot understand that.
And maybe you can help me understand, because I cannot understand that why anybody would come out and say that a black person was not created by God, or that black women should have their uteruses cut out so that they do not, they cannot.
It was terrible, and I do believe, hypothetically, that that person did apologize. I do believe, hypothetically, that that person carries their own shame.
So hypothetically, so you're still defending and saying that it's not you, even though I do know it is you.
You know what? I will say whatever I need to say. Do you understand? I have paid my dues. If this is a democracy, why are we not all treated fairly?
So
why are we not, hold on, why are we not all treated the same? Do you understand? But that's okay.
Sure.
That's okay. Yep. That is overlooked, ignored. What about all the white farmers that are killed and then it's denied on international TV? What about that? Why don't you rather, all the newspapers, rather focus on that? Because that is serious. That says there is something wrong. You know? We all say things in anger. We all do things wrong. Even you. I bet if we pulled a few skeletons out of your closet, you would be very ashamed. And I know you're doing your job. I understand it. But rather concentrate on the bigger issues. Why don't you rather do that? I've never killed anybody. I've never caused anybody to starve. I've never hurt anybody. I've never discriminated against anybody. We are all human beings.
But Bella, that's going in contrast and contrary to what you said in your voice note. You're inciting violence by saying all the black people should be shot. They should be banned.
I'm very sorry. What about all the looting at Daveyton Mall and all the other malls and the burning? What about these people that target each other and burn them alive? That's okay, right? Malema has never been pulled up for his own speech. Ever.
Yes. Zuma
has never been pulled up for that woman he raped. I mean, that was all over the news.
Okay, so
he has never sat in jail for all the wrong things he's done. In all honesty, that's the biggest picture.
So you, in your defense, you just feel like you can say whatever you want, and because people have not been held accountable, you feel that you won't be held accountable as well, so you can just do what you want.
I am very sure there will be repercussions. I do not doubt that for a minute. But I have really said, all I'm going to say, everybody makes mistakes.
Do you consider yourself a racist, Belinda?
No, I don't. I'm actually very kind. Specifically to black people, you would be surprised. I always help.
Hmm.
Always.
So then what prompted the anger in, that we heard in that voice note?
Well, I'm diabetic. I don't know if you know anything about diabetes.
Well, every case is different, so you can educate me about your specific case.
When your sugar is out of whack, which happens quite often, you don't think clearly, you can't focus, there's like a cloud over your mind. Unfortunately, I go through that quite often. I'm on insulin. So if my sugar's out of whack, that is why I don't do an office job. Because if my sugar's out of whack, I cannot do it.
So is that what we're putting it down to? Your sugar was out of balance, and so you sent that voice note in anger. Is that what we're putting it down to?
No, I'm not putting it down to anything. I haven't admitted anything.
Sure.
I've got very strong views, political views, which I will not share. I just think that this country is an absolute mess.
I already know your political views, and I don't intend to get into that argument. It's fine. The basis of our chat right now, and Belinda, we are having a chat. This is not an argument. The basis of our chat now, right now, is to understand what was going through your mind when you put that. I understand that people get emotional, fair enough, when it comes to animals. But are you remorseful in any way? Do you regret what you did?
One does not apologize unless one is remorseful. Does that make sense to you? Or do I need to explain that?
You can explain it in your own definition. That's fine.
No, I don't. You know what? I don't think you're a stupid man. I think you can understand exactly what that sentence means. If you were sent a screenshot, then I'm sure you were sent the apology as well. Is that correct?
So what do you think should be done? What do you think should be done in your case, Belinda? What do you think should happen going forward?
I think hypothetically I should be forgiven and left alone.
Hypothetically,
because quite honestly, you have never heard of me before this. And if I was such a racist, trust me, you would have heard it somewhere. Somewhere it would have come out. I was born and bred in South Africa. I don't have a criminal record. You've never ever heard of me. Except now. So if I was such a bad racist and I really hated these guys and I really wish they were dead or whatever, it would have come up somewhere. And some people have got a really, really big mouth and have no control over what they say.
So are you saying that you've got a big mouth and no control over what you say?
I am very straightforward and down to earth.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you stick by what you said in that voice note?
Or
do you,
no.
Do you regret, you don't stick by it? You regret sending that?
Hypothetically, yes.
Okay. So you don't think that should the South African Human Rights Commission investigate it and hold you accountable and a charge should be laid against you for hate speech, you don't think there should be any repercussions for you in terms of the law?
Because I've never hypothetically done it before.
So you hadn't done it before, it was only this time?
Hypothetically, that is correct.
This is an ongoing story. For Times Live, I am Paige Muller.